From HYY from Philadelphia.
From WHYY.
From WHYY from the city.
In Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia.
Good job.
All things end. Some stick around too long. A handful flare out early. But a few get it just right. Not us, though. Let's keep it rolling with another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero, Eleanor had finally broken through to Oscar and Gretchen, the Omicron Gammas.
You were right all along, Eleanor.
We're sorry. No more chaos, no more evil scams.
Unfortunately, this reconciliation happened at the end of their epic super robot space battle, when Oscar and Gretchen's giant robots suddenly began to go haywire.
Eleanor, help! Our giant robots are malfunctioning.
Nothing's working. Our robots are starting to crash.
I told you, you can't share a single robot brain.
Miss Amplified, our robot ship is heavily damaged. If we attempt to rescue Oscar and Gretchen, all three robots will crash into the Earth.
What? Oh no.
Do we save ourselves or try to save them? You must decide in the next 3 seconds.
Let me tell you, listeners, I was panicked. It might have been the scariest decision of my life. Do I save myself or try to rescue my high school frenemies? Well, I did both. I used my giant robot to catch Oscar and Gretchen's malfunctioning robots. Then, as we all began careening down to Earth, I used the last of the ship's power to push all three robots toward water. Luckily, this wasn't my first time crashing a rocket into the ocean. And after the crash, we all managed to get aboard an emergency lifeboat. Oscar, Gretchen, and I floated through the Pacific for a week or so before getting picked up by the Coast Guard. Now, the Omicron Gammas are no more. Oscar and Gretchen have turned themselves into the world police and promised to make amends. We're even kind of friends again. Dr. Gordon recovered his two orbs, the full robot brain he needed to successfully create the Flogdar and launch his supercomputer AI, Compunometron. And this, listeners, is going to be the last episode of the Eleanor Amplified Tracks Down Evil in All Its Forms podcast. I need to come up with something new. Maybe another show, a different format. I don't know yet, but I'll be back. And I'll still report the whole story because I'm Eleanor Amplified. Until next time, listeners.
Drag this over here, and there, post it.
Come on in, it's open.
Hi, Eleanor.
Barry, Mr. Richmond, what are you guys doing here?
We brought you a housewarming gift.
It's a ficus, or something. Not that we needed an excuse to visit.
Aw, thanks, guys. And yes, it's nice to be out of Captain Shaunery's basement and into my own apartment.
You've got a whole recording set up here. A nice microphone, preamps.
How's the podcast going?
I actually just posted the last episode. It's time for a change.
We get that.
Hey, why aren't you guys doing the radio show?
Well, We sort of...
Quit. We quit.
Really? Why?
It's like you said, Eleanor. We weren't happy.
But the look on the shark's face when we quit, that made us happy.
That was pretty great.
Close one, though.
Yeah, she took a bite out of my coat sleeve.
Well, I'm out of a job again, too, so if you guys wanted to team up...
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, of course! Why, with the three of us back together, what can't we accomplish?
And what a time to start a new business.
What do you mean?
Thanks to the Flawdar, it's like a money utopia! Dr. Gordon did it!
Easy, Rosie. Guys, don't say G-O-R-D-O-N.
Why can't we say Gordon?
Yeah!
Told you.
Miss Amplified, Dr. G is calling.
Hi, Doc. Everything okay with your flag dorks and campatrams?
It's Flagdars and Compunometron, Eleanor, and no, I mean yes, you'll see, just turn on the news.
Why? What's going on?
See for yourself, Eleanor. Put it on Channel 9.
Okay.
This is Davis McSpeed, Channel 9 News, reporting live from the site of tonight's presidential debate. It will be the first ever debate to be moderated by a human, yours truly, and a super intelligent machine, Compunometron, the AI responsible for all the world's money and general well-being.
Wow, Doc, that's exciting. Your machine is getting into politics?
No, Eleanor, keep watching.
This will be the final debate between the incumbent, President Camberwell L. Mayfair, and the surprise runner-up, former President Angela Brandt.
No!
How is that possible?
I know what you're thinking. How is that possible? Well, it turns out that even though President Brandt was impeached and thrown out in disgrace, nobody can find any proof of wrongdoing. Besides our collective memory, of course.
No, this is ludicrous.
Ever since Brandt dissolved Megablurg and turned it into the world's biggest charity, she's been hugely popular. So popular, she's got a darn good chance of winning re-election. And tonight's debate might be the last chance for voters to hear from the candidates. What'll happen? We'll see. Tonight!
Gotta go, Doc.
What are you gonna do, Eleanor?
I'm going to tonight's debate, Barry. I don't have a powerful radio show anymore, but someone's gotta speak up against her. Even if it's just me screaming into the void, I've got to try.
This is Channel 9 News Special Coverage. Good evening, America. I'm Davis McSpade, joining you live from Union City Town Hall for the nation's final presidential debate. We'll be hearing from current President Camberwell L. Mayfair and former President Angela Brandt. I'll be your host and co-moderator, along with the world's first super-intelligent, fully autonomous machine, Compunometron.
Thank you for being here, Compunometron.
I do not require your thanks.
Sure, it's just something we humans like to say.
It is pointless.
So, as the world's most intelligent being, what are you hoping to hear from the candidates tonight?
I expect your human candidates to attempt to assert dominance over one another while also manipulating the audience's fears and biases.
You know, Compu, I thought you'd be taller. But seriously, you look like a trash can.
My physical appearance is irrelevant, as my consciousness has now spread through your internet to every corner of the world.
Okay, my producer is telling me to move this along. So let's introduce the candidates. In this corner, the incumbent, President Camberwell L. Mayfair.
Hello, Davis. Nice to be here.
Get to the good stuff, McSpade.
And in this corner, former U.S. President and now head of the largest charitable organization in the world, Angela Brandt.
Hello, everybody. I missed y'all. 4 more years! 4 more years!
Miss Brandt, the first question is for you. When you were president, you were impeached, and it's widely known that you stole that election in the first place by hypnotizing a majority of the population, including me. Why should we trust you again?
Davis, come on. Are we still talking about that old thing? Let's talk about today, y'all. My new charity has built 1,000 schools, 2,000 hospitals, and 3,000 food courts. How about them apples, Davis?
That's not what I asked, but thank you. Good answer.
One more question. Do you intend to drain the world's supply of rare metals and minerals?
No. Anything else?
No further questions.
President Mayfair, why should the voters give you another term?
Thank you, Davis. First of all, the economy.
What's this malarkey, Davis? Throwing President Do-Nothing all the easy questions, huh? This is just clear partisan hackery. I don't trust you, Mr. Mass Media. And hey, how do you know I haven't already won the election? Because you say so? I don't know about that.
I don't know how to respond to that. Oh, look, a question from the audience. What's your name, miss?
Eleanor Amplified.
Hello, Eleanor.
Eleanor! I haven't seen you in quite a while. How's everything?
We'll catch up later, Davis.
Sure thing.
Here's my question. Angela, do you think everyone listening is unintelligent, bored, or just generally beneath you?
Probably some combination of all three. Psych, I love y'all. Every one of you ticket holders, and that's the truth.
Okay, Angela, let's talk about that word for a second. Truth.
Eleanor, do you want to come up here and do this? I feel like that's where this debate is headed anyway.
Yeah, I do. Scoot over, Nostradamus.
I am Compunometron.
Uh-huh.
You want to talk about truth, Eleanor? How about this? There is no truth. There's what you say, and there's what I say. That's it.
You may be right, Angela. It's hard to believe in one truth anymore. You see things one way, I see them another. We disagree. I get that. But what I do believe in is honesty. And you're not being honest now. You don't want to help people or lead people, and you certainly don't want to work for people. But that's the job.
We're not so different, Amplified. I believe in honesty, too. And I don't believe anybody acts out of anything but deep down, honest self-interest. Everyone's out for number one, themselves. You are, they are, I am, and that is the truth.
Why do you even want to be president, Angela? You're already rich and powerful.
Because people like you say I can't do it. No, I can't join the wrestling team. No, I can't be champion hog caller. No, I can't run the largest tech company this world's ever seen. Well, yes, I can.
Angela, that's great that you accomplished things, but this is about more than you. It's about serving the public and helping society.
Eleanor, when I help myself, I'm helping everyone. That means it's in everyone's best interest to help me, because they're helping themselves. Let me help them help me help you help them help me help you again help me. Y'all understand what I'm saying, right?
Nope. Wrong. And it's dishonest. You can say one thing all you want, but it doesn't make it so. You're right that we should all decide what's real together, Angela. If everyone agrees to something, well, that's how it is. And I'm hoping that everyone finally agrees to say no to you.
Hey, here's to you, kiddo. Now who wants free cheeseburgers for a week when I win?
We've gone down this road before, Angela.
And people keep coming back to me.
Yeah, we'll see. But there's only so long you can keep this up before people notice.
If you say so.
I disagree.
If I could just say a few words, healthcare.
I'm sorry, President Mayfair. That's all the time we have tonight. And I'm sure the voters heard plenty anyway. This has been a special presentation of Channel 9 News. Thank you, Mr. President. And thank you, Angela Brandt. And of course, thanks again, Eleanor Amplified, for doing my job better than me once again. I'm Davis McSpade, and for me and Compunometron...
Compunometron will speak now.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Trash Can, we're all out of time tonight. But you'll get your shot someday.
Compunometron cannot be silenced.
Remember to get up there and vote. Good night, everybody.
Votes are coming
in. Signs of hacking in the presidential election.
Both sides are declaring victory.
Is expected to rule soon.
And has won re-election by an astonishing...
Except the results of the November election.
Peaceful transition of power is a tradition.
It's too big to comprehend. We had just elected the president of the United
States. Never seen anything like it in the history of this nation.
Okay, guys. Day one of the new business club is now called into order.
Hear, hear.
All those in attendance?
Barry is present.
Arthur Richman, here.
And I'm Eleanor Amplified, and we are at my kitchen table.
Great!
Awesome.
So, what are we doing? What's our next gig? What's the plan?
No idea.
Well, we know we're going to keep putting out a show, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
But not radio.
No.
Another podcast?
Maybe. We could do that.
We could help you write a book.
Sure.
Maybe. That's a lot of work.
What about TV? You were great the other night at that debate.
You single-handedly cost Angela Brandt the election.
I don't know about all that. I mean, it was a landslide against her. I couldn't have done all that.
Eleanor, if it wasn't for you, we'd have President Brandt again.
So... a new Eleanor Amplified TV show?
TV's really not my thing. I'm not saying no, I just need to think about it.
Well, we don't want to twist your arm.
Hey, Barry, what about the newspaper?
As a job? Like a newspaper reporter?
No. I meant, is there anything going on in the newspaper? Something to give us some inspiration?
Oh, let's see. I don't know about inspiration, but apparently the world's stock markets are in trouble.
Huh? What about Compunometron and the Flogdar and, like, world peace and utopia?
I thought things were going great!
I did too, but this says Compunometron crashed the stock market.
I guess the world's not so safe yet after all.
Eleanor, no matter what we do, we've got to keep reporting, right? Keep helping people and getting to the truth?
Of course! We're not going anywhere!
I don't know where I'd go anyway!
Okay, just making sure.
And just because Angela Brandt didn't get elected president, she's still out there.
At least you stopped Oscar and Gretchen.
That was no small feat.
Sure, and I'm glad they're being rehabilitated, but there are always more villains, old and new ones.
And always more adventures, too.
More problems to solve. You know you're good at that.
Yeah, no matter what, guys, we'll do it together. I don't know what the future holds, but we've got work to do. And maybe we'll even save the world a few more times while we're at it. So let's get started.
Hey now, that was as close to a happy ending as we've ever had on this show. What's going on? Are we slowing down? Losing our edge? Sure, there are still nefarious villains to thwart, and the world still needs a hero. But with Eleanor's greatest enemies behind her, what will she and the gang do now? Take up gardening? While away the days, dance? Oh, I don't think so. Whatever they face, they'll all... another adventure. Or
Compunometron cannot be silenced.